Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34, the Bible says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not this life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or, what shall we drink? Or, wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth what ye have need of, all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Jesus is preaching his, what we call the Sermon on the Mount, here in Matthew chapter 6. Begins in Matthew chapter 5 and continues through chapter 7. Part of the Sermon on the Mount is what we just read. Jesus asks several questions that seem to be obvious. He said, can we add a cubit or 18 inches to our heights? Boy, there are times I wished I could have. He tells us not to worry about our height. He tells us not to worry about our food. Tells us not to worry about our clothing. Tells us not to worry about what we're going to drink. There are basic needs that a human has. And this, according to Jesus Christ himself. Jesus tells us that we need food, we need drink, and we need clothing. These are all necessities for life. Now, I know you think you need more in life, but Jesus said that food and drink and clothing are what you need to live. We think cars and internet, and we think that new phones and smartphones and doorbells that we can see through other people through and talk to from work, and Alexa and Siri are the most important things. No, God says that food and clothing and drink is what we need to sustain life. There's so much of us that believe that we have to make life easier. But we shouldn't have to work so much to go in debt to have so much ease that we don't have time to enjoy living. Our selfish pride causes us to tell ourselves we need things that aren't needs. We think we need to be the top of everything. We want to have the best of food and the best of clothes and the best place to live and the best car and et cetera, et cetera. What does God have to say about how do we get things? That's what I want to give you a recipe for today. Number one, seek the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are not the same. The kingdom of heaven is heaven and all that happens there. we're not to be seeking the kingdom of heaven. We're to be investing from the kingdom of earth into the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is this universe, creation. But not only the people on earth that are saved and yielded. God cares for the sustaining of the earth. God reigns on the just and the unjust. There is a God of this world who is the devil. Only the saved will want to follow God's will and have the kingdom of God on earth. That's why you have people that believe that the world is about to destroy itself and, oh, we have to recycle everything. And folks, I'm for not wasting anything, but do you realize that plastic came from the ground and you were worried about it not breaking down? God says we need to seek the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of man, not the kingdom of Satan, while we're here on earth. God made sure that creation would keep going in spite of ourselves. Isn't it amazing? We always know what time the sun's going to come up, go down. We're able to predict the tides. Everything that God put into motion is still going. We're not to seek the value of this world. We're to store up and lay up for the kingdom of heaven. We as Christians have no need to seek what the devil provides. We should be seeking what eternity can provide. Number two, we're to seek God's righteousness, not our righteousness. Romans 3:10 says, as is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. So we're not to be seeking man's righteousness. You know, even the good that we do is tainted by sin. Isaiah 64:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And our unrighteousness is as filthy rags. This is why we're to live by God's words and not what we think. At best, we're all sinners. When we seek his righteousness, we don't rely on our own righteousness. And lastly, when we do the first two things, which are very simple, we seek the kingdom of God and we seek his righteousness, then God says he can add all these things unto us. What things? Our food, our clothing, and what we drink. We may not live in the lap of luxury, but we'll have what it takes to live. God does not promise gourmet meals, but he may give us meat and taters or peanut butter, and you'll not starve to death. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We have made our appetites more than what God wanted it to be. Do you realize that Americans spend $1.7 trillion, that's with a T, dollars annually in eating in restaurants every year? $1.7 trillion. That's enough money to pay for the United States budget for about 7 or 8 months. There are people that spend $800 to $1,000 a year just on stopping every day to get coffee. Think of how much that $2 or $3 cup of coffee is 5, 6, 7 days a week. And add it up. Track every penny you spend on food and drink outside of what you get at home. You'll be shocked how much money you spend. I'm sure that most of us eat far more than we need to be healthy. God promises to care for our needs if we'll seek his kingdom and seek his righteousness, not our own. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.